This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I just want to clarify one thing. I've had this experience twice now. I received a question from somewhere, generally related to a divorce issue or a husband-wife conflict. So I get this well-worded, written-out questionnaire, fatwa, istifta, asking for a fatwa. So I look at it and I respond based on exactly what's mentioned in there. And this is essentially the task of the mufti to do this. Then after that, two occasions, I've then had after a few weeks or whatever it is, or sometimes after a few months, in one case it was after a few weeks, in one case after a few months, I'll get another correspondence from someone else, from somebody else, saying that you've given a wrong fatwa. In one case it was your fatwa conflicts with the fatwa of another mufti in another town in England. And I have a lot of respect for that mufti. So I said, what happened? Which fatwa did I give and what was the issue? I try to avoid localized issues where I just tell people, look, ask the local mufti. Sometimes what people do is they ask a mufti somewhere else who doesn't understand the whole significance of that context. They get a yes fatwa from him and then they wave it around to all the other people in that area, whereas the muftis in that area know the situation better and they would say it's wrong in that case. I try to avoid those kind of situations anyway. So this wasn't one of those kind of cases. So I was quite perturbed. I said, what happened? And then I discovered that what it was is that he's saying that you did not listen to the whole story and you acted based on one side. So then this was the first case. In the second case, again, it was a wife asking me certain questions. I responded based on what she asked me, no more than that. And then her husband calls me several months afterwards saying, I'm really upset. I read my wife's email. I read your response to her. And there were a lot of inaccuracies in it. I says, were there inaccuracies in my response or were there inaccuracies in what she said? He said, obviously in what she said. So then I tried to explain to him. I said, look, first and foremost, don't worry about it because I don't even remember much of these details. We answer so many questions, we can't remember. We shouldn't want to remember all of these details and walk around knowing so much about other people. It's not right, right? It's not healthy as well. So first and foremost, you don't have to worry about that. Number two, let me explain something, and this is the main point of bringing this up today. There are three different hats a person can wear. There are three different capacities that a person can act in, because there are three roles we're talking about. One is the role of a mufti. Number two is the role of an official qadi, an official judge, set up by the government, by the ruling faction, whatever it may be, right? That's the qadi. And number three is the arbitrator, the one who's been set up as a judge in an unofficial manner between two parties, that they've said, okay, we'll listen to what you say. So now you've got three positions: arbitrator, qadi, judge, and number three is a mufti. And one has to understand each one of these. The qadi is the most powerful position. The qadi is set up by the government. He has the law at his hands. Whatever he says, the decree that he gives, can be imposed. They can use force to impose it. That is legislative. It is something, it's not just an opinion. It is the law. When a qadi says something, he consults a mufti. The mufti is the knowledgeable scholar about the fiqh and the jurisprudence about something. They give an opinion. They could have 10 muftis as his consultants, and he will take based on what he thinks from these different muftis. Now, in this case, in this country, we don't have any qadis as such, generally speaking. We generally have the arbitrators. Arbitrators. And so now we're going to deal with arbitrator. Arbitrator and qadi are very similar, except that the qadi is official, arbitrator is not official. That's the only difference, main difference. We're going to understand the difference between an arbitrator and a mufti. If I get a question from somebody, my job as a mufti is only to respond to what I'm being asked about. No more than that. It's not my job to then go and investigate, hire an investigator, do snooping myself, and to kind of figure out what the reality is and whether it's real or not, or this, that, and the other. That's not my job as a mufti. Mufti just responds to the question placed to him. That's what I'm doing. Arbitrator, on the other hand, if he hears one side of the story and he makes a judgment, he will be completely wrong to do this. Because his judgment tends to be binding. And you can't have a binding judgment when you don't know the full story. So the arbitrator has to ask both sides, speak and consult with both sides, and really assess the matter, and then try to ascertain the truth. The mufti's job is different. Yes, if a mufti wants to then act as an arbitrator and get involved in a marriage issue or a situation, it's a different story whatsoever. But when you get a straightforward questionnaire from one person, as an istifta, our job is only to respond to that. And if you look in the books of fatawa, Kitabun Nikah, you know, all of these fatwa books, Kitabun Nikah, this is what you'll see. There's a question that's asked and the response given based on that question. And a lot of the time, the question could be not 100% accurate. But that's why it's the responsibility of the other side that if somebody shows you a fatwa, you look at the question that was asked. That's very important. But it is not the job of a mufti to go and investigate, to find out both sides of the story, and then give his response, because he is not an arbitrator. Yes, if somebody asks a mufti to arbitrate, and the mufti agrees to arbitrate, then he can ask both questions. So then he's going to be wearing the hat of an arbitrator then, and not just the hat of a mufti. But when he's wearing the hat of just the mufti, then he's only going to respond based on what's asked of him. So just try to understand that. This will help cases. Inshallah, you won't have to deal with such cases, but I'm just mentioning this because it's a common kind of misunderstanding that why didn't he ask the other side of the story?